You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
Well, he's not in the studio this week, but it's a time for Whatever Happened to Steve. You on the line?
I am on the line, and yes, I'm talking to you on a Wednesday afternoon from Northcote. So there you go, Josh.
Yeah, it's quite wet here today. Is it raining down there?
No, it's very windy, though. The great big north wind blowing everything over. But apart from that, I'd just like to say that we had a great night on last Monday night, and that was thoroughly enjoyable. I got a couple of good reports about the whole show, so I was quite pleased with that.
Ah, that's good. That's good. Well, I'm happy. We'll have to do it again.
Well, that means that I've still got a job, so I'm happy with that.
Yeah, but we got someone to talk about this week?
We certainly have. Yes, how we going? Talk about going completely opposite. We're going from Burl Ives, and a big American man, to Helen Shapiro.
Ah, the British artist. You said you were going to do a female British artist, so I'm guessing she's British.
She is, but now Helen was a granddaughter of Russian Jewish immigrants, and she was born on the 28th of September 1946 in the East End district of Bethnal Green in London. And she lived with her parents, who worked in the garment industry, and her brother Ron in a place called Hackney, H-A-C-K-N-E-Y, which I established as about 10K northeast of London.
Yeah, my dad was born there, so he knows all about it.
Ah, there you go. Well, hopefully I got the distance right, because that's what I calculated it to be, but anyway. And she was there from about the age of 9. Now, they didn't have a record player in her house, but her parents certainly encouraged music in the household, and she played a banjolele and occasionally sang with her brother in, guess what, a skiffle group of his youth club. It comes up all the time, the old skiffle group, I must say.
Yeah.
She had a very deep voice, Josh, which I'm not sure whether you have heard her sing or not. But this was very unusual for a girl not in her teens. And her school friends used to call her Foghorn. Now, I'm not sure whether they'd get away with it these days, but back then they might have. But not overly complimentary, I wouldn't have thought. At 10, she was a singer with a little group called Susie and the Hula Hoops, with her cousin and a school band, which included Mark Bolan of T-Rex fame. And he passed away at, about 29 or so, fairly young age.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was a guitarist with this particular band. At 13, after starting lessons at a London singing school, she stated that she always wanted to be a singer. Now, the school's connection included a fellow by the name of John Schroeder, who was a young songwriter and attached to EMI's Columbia Records. Now, he recorded a demo of Helen singing Birth of the Blues, and being impressed by it, signed her to the label. Now, in February 1961, at this stage she's only 14, her first single, Don't Treat Me Like a Child, was recorded at Abbey Road with a 9-piece band, and it was released and reached number 3 in the UK in May of that year. And this was after she made an appearance on a musical program called Thank Your Lucky Stars, and was being described as, I quote, an extraordinary new phenomenon on the British pop scene. Her next two singles, You Don't Know and Walking Back to Happiness, and the orchestration was by a gentleman by the name of Norrie Paramore. He was the producer of a lot of Cliff Richards and the Shadows records. And now both of these songs reached number 1 in the UK, Ireland and New Zealand. And the Walking Back to Happiness reached number 6 in Australia. And that record sold at a much faster rate than her first two songs. Now, she'd been reluctant to record Walking Back to Happiness because she considered it to be old-fashioned and corny. Well, it turned out to be a big seller for her anyway. Both these songs sold over 1 million copies, earning her gold discs and making her the youngest female chart topper in the UK. Now, she followed up with a song called Tell Me What He Said, and that reached number 2 in the UK and 4 in New Zealand. I was only 46 in Australia, and I must admit I'm not familiar with the song. And she appeared in a couple of film roles. Josh, you wouldn't probably know these because they're only little, these pop, little pop shows. And she appeared as herself in a Billy Fury movie. Billy Fury was a 60s pop star in 1962 called Play It Cool. And as had a female role in another movie called It's Trad Dad, also 1962. I don't think that those particular movies did anything extraordinary except promote pop singing. Mm-hmm. Now, another song called Little Miss Lonely, which is 1962, was actually her last top 10 UK single. And that peaked at number 8. It was number 9 in New Zealand and 28 in Australia. Now, at this stage, she was only 15 going on 16. But she'd been already voted Britain's top female singer. During, the Beatles were doing a national tour of the UK in 1963, and in which she was a support act. Now, Lennon McCartney wrote her a song called Misery, which was turned down without her knowledge by the producer, Norrie Paramore. Now, this song, and I know this song fairly well, and I think most people who bought the Beatles Please Please Me album would know, definitely know the song, because that's where it appears on. Quite a good song, and she expressed her disappointment about when she found out later that that was knocked back, and she expressed her disappointment on an episode in which she appeared of This Is Your Life in 1995. Now, in 1963, just going back a little bit, 1963, Not Responsible, Backward, No Trespassing, was a number one song in Australia, and this is a song that I'm, these two songs I'm very familiar with. But nowhere else is there any record of it charting. I couldn't find any information about these two songs charting anywhere else in the UK or the US or anywhere. I may have missed it somewhere along the line, but this was a huge song in Australia. Both songs, No Trespassing and Not Responsible, a double-sided hit. Now, unfortunately, by the time we get to the late 60s, we've got artists such as Dusty Springfield, Cilla Black, and Sandy Shaw on the scene, so her star was on the wane because her style was considered a bit old-fashioned by then. And on a 1969 show, actually the last day of the year, 31st of the 12th, 69, she sang on a show called Pop Go the 60s, and she sang Walking Back to Happiness. But by this time, her career as a pop singer had finished, and she'd actually turned to cabaret appearances, touring working man's clubs in northeastern England, as a lot of these singers seem to do. Now, she retired in May 1972, and she gave up touring, citing at the grand old age, I might add, of 25, and touring, and she gave up travelling, touring, citing travel weariness, she said, and she branched out as a performer in musical theatre and jazz, which is probably in the end her first love. She played a role of Nancy in Oliver in London's West End, and also Sally Bowles in Cabaret, which was the stage show at that time. Between 1984 and 2001, she toured extensively with a British jazz trumpeter by the name of Humphrey Littleton and his band, while still performing her own jazz and pop concerts. She actually had a one-woman show, which she called Shapiro, and that ran from 1999 to the end of 2002. Her book, her autobiography, Walking Back to Happiness, was published in 1993, and her marital status, she was married 3 times actually, and the last person she was married to, and then you may be familiar with this fellow, you might want to look him up, Josh, his name was John Judd. His real name was Williams, but this fellow actually appeared in on British television and cinema in shows such as Minder, Coronation Street, Public Enemies, Road to Perdition, and Bridge Too Far. If you want to look him up, I think you'd recognise his face, Josh. And since 2015, she's played in a trio called Hebron, which is promoted by her ministry umbrella, Manna Music. So that's basically it. She became a Messianic Jew in 1987. Not 100% sure about all the connotations of that. But it was actually a short, sharp career in the pop arena, but certainly continued on doing plenty of work in on the cabaret and jazz circuits. And been in there for a long time, and is still with us, and still performing, to my knowledge.
Yeah, well, that's good. She's still alive.
Yeah, still going, Josh. I'm trying to keep most of these people alive these days for you, because I know you get a bit annoyed that they pass on us too early. So my first choice song is No Trespassing, Josh.
Okay, here it is, and this is Helen Shapiro with No Trespassing. Yeah, nice song from 1963.
Yeah, so it was a short, sharp career from about 14 to 17, and she certainly packed a fair bit in at that time, but that did continue on. My other a couple of choices are Not Responsible and Walking Back to Happiness, and you can have a choice, Josh, of the last one.
Okay, well, I'll find one. But yeah, thank you, Steve. Another good one.
Yes, I thought that was a bit of a diversion from our friend Burl Ives, a big American bulldozer type of a man to a more petite English lady called Helen Shapiro. So who knows what we'll get next week, Josh. We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah. Well, it was interesting because she was from Hackney, or the area around Hackney. My dad was born there, and Russian Jewish side, did you say?
I did, yes.
Yeah, well, my grandmother would have been from... She was descended from Russian Jewish side, I believe.
And they lived there you go. There might be some connection.
Lived in the same area, so yeah, there you go. Mm.
Yeah. Well, that would have been in the early to mid 50s, Josh. So your dad may know something about her. Who knows?
Yeah, they left the London area though in the 1952, I think. So yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
So your dad's missed out on being famous again, Josh.
Yeah. But anyway, there we go. But thanks, Steve. Interesting.
All right. There'll be another one for next week, Josh. I haven't decided who that might be, but we might vary it around a bit more, because I had a look at our previous records of the 49 people that we've done. I think more than half of them were American, so we're going to have to stop giving them all the credits and all that sort of stuff. I think we'll try to mix it up a bit more.
Ah, well, sounds interesting. I look forward to whoever it is.
Okay, no worries. To you and the listeners, I hope you all have a successful week, and we'll catch up again next time.
Yeah, take care, Steve, and I look forward to talking to you soon.
Okay, catch you, mate.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.